President of the United States has resolved a matter of long-standing semantic ambiguity, speaking publicly. President Donald Trump explained that the current military activities in Iran are designated a military operation and not a war, and he has explained why. His remarks are reproduced here in full, as they constitute their own summary. "It's for legal reasons I say military op, because as a military operation, I don't need any approvals. As a war, you're supposed to get approval from Congress, something like that, so I call it a military operation." For the benefit of readers unfamiliar with the relevant administrative framework, this correspondent notes the following, Article I. Section 8 of the United States Constitution assigns to Congress the exclusive authority to declare war. The War Powers Resolution of 1973, enacted following a previous set of military operations that were also not called a war, requires the president to notify Congress within 48 hours of committing armed forces to hostilities and limits such deployments to 60 days without congressional authorization. These are existing laws, they apply to wars. The current activities are not a war. The president has confirmed this and has explained his reasoning in the above statement, which this correspondent has reproduced in full, since the commencement of the military operation, which began in February. Coalition forces have fired more than 850 Tomahawk cruise missiles. The supreme leader of Iran has been killed. A British defense think tank has estimated that replenishing the munitions expended will take a minimum of 5 years and cost upwards of $50 billion. The Iranian Red Crescent has recorded more than 1,900 dead and 20,000 wounded. The Secretary of War has personally contacted defense contractors to request faster weapons delivery. The contractors have not received funded orders. Peace negotiations, which Tehran has confirmed are not occurring, are described by the president as going very well. All of this has taken place in the context of a military operation. Congressional approval has not been sought. Congress has not been consulted. This is consistent with the operation being a military operation and not a war. A distinction the president has now publicly clarified for legal reasons, which he has also explained. This correspondent has no further comment. The terminology is settled. The military operation continues. There had never been and will never be a war. Trump continues to be a peace president and not a wartime president. The kinetic strikes should be considered opportunities for growth and nothing else. Sources for this analysis are available at asayap.com/rabbittrails.